Holy Spirit, be my comforter. Holy Spirit, take control. Hallelujah. As I walk along the way is now. Oh yes, Holy Spirit, be my God.
Sing it again loud and clear.
Holy Spirit, be my comforter. Holy Spirit, take control, hallelujah, as I walk along the way is now.
Oh yeah,
Holy Spirit, be my
Holy Spirit.
Every day, your name is
oh, I love of calling your name, shout it loud and clear.
How I love calling your name
every day. Complete, complete, complete in Him. I am complete in Him. Complete, complete, complete in Him. Hallelujah. I am complete. Sing it loud and clear.
Complete, complete, complete in Him.
Hallelujah.
I am complete in Him. Oh, complete,
oh, yes.
Complete,
oh, yes.
Complete in Him.
Hallelujah.
I am complete in Him.
There's no problem that I can solve for. Jesus solves it all. There's no mountain that I can climb for. Jesus climbs it all. There's no mountain that I can climb for. Jesus solves it all. Oh, I am complete. Oh, yes, complete.
Complete, complete, complete.
Hallelujah.
I am complete. Oh, complete, complete.
Oh, yes.
Complete in Him.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I am complete.
Send that fire. The Holy Ghost
fire.
Send that fire again. The Holy Ghost
fire.
Send the fire.
Send the fire,
send the fire,
send the fire, send the fire again. The Holy Ghost fire,
fire burning in my soul.
Holy Ghost on fire,
Holy Ghost on fire,
light becomes on fire.
Fire burning
in my soul.
Fire burning in my soul.
Holy Ghost fire.
Holy Ghost on fire.
Holy Ghost on fire.
Now ask me the end. By thy great power.
Our Lord God.
Now ask me the end. By the mountain is too difficult for thee. Hallelujah.
Nothing is so difficult.
Now stand mighty in me.
Mighty in me.
Nothing, nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing is too difficult
for me.
Behold,
I am Lord. Now Lord, is there anything?
Is everything too hard? Hallelujah.
Is there anything,
anything,
anything
too hard for me?
Too hard for me.
Yeah. I've been calvary. I dip my hand in the blood of the Lamb. I drink the blood of Jesus. My life has been made. I've been to Calvary.
I've been to Calvary.
I've been to Calvary.
I've been my hands to give the blood of the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
I drink the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My life has been made.
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 My life has been
made. Onishara, Onishaya, Onishara, Ronaldoa.
Onishara,
yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Sing it loud and clear. Onishara, Onishara, Ronaldoa.
Yes.
Oh, where they have came down for who but my water. Oh, where they have came down for who but water.
Ah,
who never.
Ah,
who not for ya.
In my body, just in Jesus' name. Ah, shout hallelujah. Now listen to me very, very carefully. This is a prophetic message. And follow every word I'm going to say. If you look carefully at the back page of this 70 days booklet, there you will see the miracle of Mary, the mother of Jesus. There you see the manifestation of the God of the suddenness, visiting a woman suddenly. Unexpected visitation of the Almighty God. I'm praying for somebody here, that God of the suddenness, that visited Mary, as we put at the back of this program, shall arise for your sake in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. So the kind of thing God wants to do in this program is along the lines of what you see at the back of that cover. And is along the line of what was preached in Palm of Strangers just about 3 months ago. When Mary says, how can these things be? So behold, a virgin shall conceive and shall bear a son. Virgin conceive, no husband. So how can these things be? The angel now gave a very solid answer. He says, the power of the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the Almighty shall overshadow you. So the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the Almighty shall overshadow you. Once the Holy Ghost comes upon you, and the power of the Almighty overshadows your life, then what men believe is not possible now becomes absolutely possible. I'm praying for somebody here. The Holy Ghost shall come upon you. Your amen is too weak. The power of the Most High shall overshadow you. In the name of Jesus. There are 7 major things that the Lord said we do during these 70 days. But there is a condition. That condition is the reason for this message. 7 major things. Number 1. The Lord said, he will arise and wipe away tears. That's this 70 days. Mark these words that I'm saying now. 2. The Lord said, during this 70 days prayer and fasting program, that finger that disgraced Pharaoh shall disgrace your enemies. The same finger. 3. The Lord said in this 70 days prayer and fasting program, he will usher out uncommon oil of favor that shall baptize your head. 4. The Lord said in this 70 days program, the strong man in charge of delayed blessings shall die. 5. During this 17-day fasting program, the Lord said he will show his people unusual secrets that will catapult them to the next level. 6. The Lord said during this 17-day fasting program, shall empower many to rewrite their family history. And finally, the Lord said during this 17-day prayer and fasting program that he will give testimonies that will wipe away reproach. Those are the 7 things that he had promised to do in this 70-day program on a condition. And condition, the condition is the reason for this short message, which is titled A Call to Tongue Fast. A Call to Tongue Fast. James chapter 3. Open your Bible to James chapter 3. A Call to Tongue Fast. For all those who want that manifestation, there is a call to you from heaven, and the call is for tongue fasting. James chapter 3. James chapter 3 is one of the deepest and most dangerous passages in Scripture. Deepest and most dangerous. I read from verse 2. Follow me carefully. For in many things we offend all. But if any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. That is, one mark of perfection is ability to control your tongue. One mark of perfection is ability to discipline your tongue. And that anybody who is able to discipline his tongue can control the whole body. 3. So behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listed. Now understand what the Bible is saying. As big as a lorry is, the size of the steering wheel is so small to control it. So even so, verse 5, the tongue is a little member and boasted great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body. That your tongue can defile the whole of your body. And set it on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire of hell. That is one serious magnet that will put a lot of people in hellfire is their tongue. Your tongue can drag you to hellfire. That tongue can set the whole of your world and the world of others on fire. 8. Verse 7. For every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and have been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeded blessing and cursing. My brethren, this is ought not so to be. Does a fountain send forth at the same time place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear only berries? Either a vine fig so can no fountain but yield salt water and fresh water? Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. The Bible says the tongue is the most dangerous muscle in our body. It says no man can tame the tongue. So the only way then to control the tongue is through the Spirit of God, through the Holy Spirit. And it has to be a daily affair to bring that tongue under control. The tongue is the most dangerous muscle. Fasting from food is good. It's a good spiritual discipline. But right now the Lord is calling us to a tongue fast. A tongue fast. To say absolutely just what is necessary. Don't allow that tongue to just play around saying all kinds of rubbish and nonsense. Don't allow that tongue to be saying what is not necessary. When I went to England for a PhD course, the first lecture they gave to us as scientists, the first thing they told us is, so for you to succeed as a scientist, and if you want to be a lecturer, for you to succeed, you need to publish papers. You must do research and publish papers. And that this is why they tell lecturers in the university that the law is publish or perish. You publish papers or you perish. If not, you just remain in one place forever as a lecturer. They now tell us, say, the more words that are spoken, the more words are available to be challenged. So the more you are talking, the more you are presenting for them to challenge it. So you only say what is absolutely necessary. There is something called the need to talk and the need not to talk. Because words are vehicles of thought. They are vehicles of thought communication. So that tongue is therefore a driver. And because it's a driver, the tongue is connected with our destiny. That's why I used to tell you here that your mouth is the pilot of your aircraft. Your mouth is the compass of your life. Your mouth is the control room of your life. Your mouth is the engine room of your life. Your mouth is the driver of your car. Your mouth is connected to your destiny. If you do not bring that tongue under control, the Bible says, not me, that it will set your life ablaze. Not only in this world, but in the world to come. So, many of us need to subject not only our stomach now, our tongue, to serious fasting for breakthrough to manifest. Not only our stomach, but our tongue. That was what Angel Gabriel did to Zechariah. Because the way Zechariah was talking, he would talk himself out of his testimony. He would talk himself out of his breakthrough. Say, you shall deliver his son. You shall call his name John. Many shall rejoice at his back. He shall be great before the Lord. He shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah. Very powerful pronouncement by an angel. And the man said, this is not possible. I'm advancing years. My wife too is advancing years. And the angel said, if I leave this man to continue talking like this, he will use his tongue to destroy his own miracle. So the best thing is to make him dumb and unable to speak. There are thousands of people listening to me here this morning. If you can just padlock your mouth and say only the necessary thing for 2 weeks, your life will change. Sometimes we pray here, just at the car park, you lose the breakthrough. Because of your mouth. You talk. Your mouth. You start talking. You lose it at the traffic. You lose it somewhere else. The tongue is so powerful that the Bible calls it a fire that can set the whole of somebody's life, the whole of somebody's destiny on fire. Then after that, it will set the person into hellfire. If you are saying what you don't know, the tongue will be setting your life ablaze. You only say what you know. If you are not there, you are not there. You didn't see it, you didn't see it. You are not sure, you are not sure. So you don't reinforce what you know you are not sure. Because it is fire. What you say can build or destroy a relationship. What you say shows the intention of your heart and mind. What you say attracts good or evil spirits to you. What you say is eventually what you become. What you say can steal or break a contract for you. What you say confirms what you really believe. What you say, according to the Bible, contains the power of life and death. What you say can bring you out of trouble. What you say can land into trouble. What you say can reveal your attitude. What you say can show the kind of life you want to live. What you say shows the level of your maturity. A man be 90 years old and have the tongue of a child. A man may be 70 years old and have the tongue of a toddler. In this 70 days program, even after the 70 days, you must practice tongue fast. If Zechariah was allowed to be talking, I can imagine that when he would get home that day, he said, Elizabeth, come here. I saw one funny looking man by the altar. The man was saying, you're going to be pregnant at this age. That's how he will have been talking. And he will, with that tongue, talk himself out of testimony. Talk himself out of miracle. The consultant has said something. What he said is correct. That's what the textbook says. The doctor has said something. We are not contesting it. What he said is correct. That's what the textbook is saying. That's what they taught him in the medical school. But there is a power that says, the Holy Ghost will come for you. And the power of the Most High shall overshadow you. Once that happens, everything the doctor is saying, everything the counselor is saying, is canceled. If you then begin to use your tongue to reinforce the report of the enemy upon your life, then it's your fault. That's what that song writer says. Which report will you believe? Is it the report of the Lord or the report of the devil? There are many tongues that need deliverance. There are many tongues that need to fast. There is the chameleon tongue. The chameleon tongue. The tongue that is the lying tongue. They are making untrue statements. They tell white lie. White lie. A white lie is an untrue statement that appears harmless and unimportant. They are telling half-truth. That is something partially true with the deliberate intention to deceive. It's like Abraham. They said, bring that woman. So she's my sister, not my wife. It was a half-truth. True. They were related. She was his wife. That is deception. That is, you are saying something. You are trying to cause people to accept as true that we should know that is false. Is deception. That is what you call pathological lying. You are just lying pathologically. It's as if it has become a disease. Those are chameleon tongues. As compulsive lying. Frequent lying. Lying without guilt. Telling lies with a fry pan face as if it is true. If you are here, dealing with this before you start the fasting tomorrow, you can tell lies through deception, through omission, through insinuation, through rumors. You are spreading rumors. Rumors promoted by gossip. You can use your tongue for that kind of thing. Vain flattery, slander, double dealing. All this is a serious matter. If you are here in this service and you have what the Bible calls a lying tongue, you belong to the chameleon tongue people, you need to do something quick. No man has a good memory to be a successful liar. Lies must always up close because truth is always naked. Lie is always crippled because it needs a second lie to operate. And if you must deceive others, you deceive yourself first. If you add to the truth, or you subtract from the truth, you make it a lie. The lie you tell may take care of the present, but it really has no future. That's why somebody has said, sin has many keyholes, but a lie is the key that fits all of them. But people who do a lot of kneeling in prayer do not lie. Exaggeration is the twin brother of falsehood. This is why you must deliver your tongue from the chameleon spirit. Lies come normally
when the truth is felt to be dangerous.
Instead of telling somebody, sorry, sir, I'm too tired to come.
So, I have other plans.
Instead of saying, well, I'm really angry with what you are doing.
Anything you want is okay with me.
Instead of saying, I'm very sad.
Say, I have a headache, I cannot come.
Instead of saying, well, I'm busy with my prayer program.
So the Lord asked me not to come out.
Instead of saying, the book you gave to me, I've not read it.
I'm on the last chapter. I'm about to finish reading it now.
Lying tongue.
Your wife calls you. You are on the phone. Say, darling, where are you?
Say, I am close to the house.
Whereas you are in a drinking bar or with a strange woman.
Tongue.
Evil tongue. Lying tongue. We need to deal with this.
That's a chameleon tongue.
That is the sugar tongue.
And this the tongue of flattery.
You just envelop somebody in flattery words
and you engage people in dishonest communication when you know it's not true.
Have you ever flattered anybody with your tongue?
You are giving an insincere compliment.
It is a sin.
And you need to bring that tongue under control.
That's what the Bible says in Psalm 12, verse 3.
Psalm 12, verse 3.
So the Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things.
You can see that the Bible is not kind with those kind of tongues at all.
3. There is the witchcraft tongue which you find in the tongue of Delilah. The tongue of manipulation. Crafty tongue. The agenda is to destroy Samson.
But Samson did not know.
Are you like that?
You better change.
4. There is the diarrhea tongue.
That is very hasty tongue.
200 words per minute.
Proverbs 29:20
says, seest thou a man that is hasty in his words? There is more hope of a fool than him.
Seest thou a man who is hasty in his words?
There is more hope of a fool than him.
God gave us one mouth, 2 ears.
You hear double, you speak one.
The diarrhea tongue is the hasty tongue.
That is, you are offending others because you do not engage your brain or you do not engage the Holy Spirit before using your tongue.
You don't allow the Holy Spirit to get into gear before your mouth begins to speak.
The Bible says, he who answers before listening, that it is to his folly and shame.
Time and words are two things that once they are gone, they cannot be recovered.
We must take time to weigh our words before we say them.
5. The acidic tongue.
This is a divisive tongue.
You divide people. You set people against each other.
Did you hear what he said about you?
That's what he said to Brother A.
Go to Brother B. Did you hear what they said about you?
So, your tongue is bringing division.
There are some people that are called peace breakers.
Are you here this morning?
As your tongue brought division, you need to repent.
Anytime you tell another person something negative that someone has said about him or her,
you are causing division.
6. There is a porcupine tongue.
The porcupine tongue is tongue that pricks people, argumentative tongue.
Just argue and argue and argue and argue and argue and argue.
Argumentative tongue.
Verbal fighters.
These people's minds, when you look at people, people's minds are normally changed through observation, not through arguments.
And research has shown that many quarrelers, they grew up in homes where arguing is a pattern.
Some of these people, when they are out of point, then they now began to attack a person personally.
7. There is the balloon tongue. That is the boasting tongue. Boasting implies that you are saying that all your achievement is your own effort. Whatever skills or talent God has given you, therefore is glory. 8, that is the scorpion tongue. This is the slandering tongue. You slander people. You make malicious statements about others in order to damage them. Damage their character, damage their integrity, damage their good name, damage their reputation. We call them scorpion tongue. Then there is the mosquito tongue. The gossiping tongues. They just gossip. They just talk. Did you hear? Did you hear? Did you hear? And you were not there. You cannot confirm it. You did not see it. Just engaging in idle and malicious talk about others is a sin. And the punishment can be generational. And 10, there is a military tongue. This is a very harsh tongue. Very harsh. Look at Proverbs 15:1. Proverbs 15:1 says, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. Harsh words never die, and they can last for a lifetime. And harshness in tongue is the father of verbal and physical abuse. This particular program, set a watch over that your mouth. You set a watch over your mouth. There is a lion tongue, intimidating. There is a fox tongue, you know it all, you know everything. There is a goat tongue, tactless, no wisdom. There is a pepper tongue, always cursing people and cursing people and cursing people. There is a caterpillar tongue, always complaining. Everything complain. There is a crab tongue, always doubting. When something happens, it's the negative part of it that we see. There is a serpent tongue, retaliating tongue. Ask yourself questions this morning. Before we start praying now, do I engage in any form of lying? Do I speak too hastily? Does my word cause division? Do I slander? Do I gossip? Do I use my mouth to betray somebody's trust? Do I use my mouth to belittle others? Am I scornful? Am I sarcastic? Do I speak as Mr. or Mrs. Know-it-all? Do I use harsh or abusive words? Do I fail to speak with tact, diplomacy, and wisdom? Am I rude? Am I critical or judgmental? Am I always complaining or retaliating? Does my tongue discourage others? Ask yourself this morning. We need to pray. We need to admit our mistake. We need to confess our faults and weaknesses. We need to subject our tongue under the control of the Holy Spirit. So that these 7 prophecies can happen in our lives. This is a call this morning, beloved. A call to another fast plus the food fast we are doing. A tongue fast. Rise up on your feet, beloved. Lord, prepare me a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for Lord, prepare me, Lord, prepare. Close your eyes as you sing. Sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. We thanksgiving, I be a living sanctuary. Oh, sing it again one more time. Lord, prepare me a sanctuary. Your hand holds me, and you, we thank you.
Put in your name. Daniel, I'm the voice of the Lord. I said, here I am, say, here I am, here I am, say, anywhere for thee, anywhere for Isaiah, yeah, the voice of the Lord, and he said, yeah. I will never stop my journey away until I reach my home. I will never stop my journey away until I leave my home. Until I leave my home. Until I leave my home. I will never stop my journey away until I reach my home. Until I reach my home. Until I reach my home. Hallelujah. Until I reach. I will my journey away until I reach my home. Until I reach my home. Hallelujah, until I reach my home. I will never stop my journey away. Hallelujah, until I reach. This is not a prayer to joke with. The first prayer I want you to pray, I want you to be really hard and aggressive. Deal with yourself with a military discipline. This is not a gentle prayer to pray. Can you shout this louder than anyone around? My tongue! Receive the fire of God! When the fire of God gets upon it like the tongue of Isaiah, they had to put fire on the tongue of Isaiah. For the first time in his life, he knew that he was a man of unclean lips. They had to send an angel to put fire on that tongue. Can you shout it again, man? Your voice is not loud enough in this prayer. Say it again. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and say it loud. This is a morning of spiritual surgery, not a morning to joke with God. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, Holy Ghost, control my tongue. Can you hear you shouting that too? In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree that one too. Pastor Teketela Kaya Boshen Teraba. Talk to the Lord, talk to the Lord, talk to the Lord. Jesus' name we pray. Say, any blessing that my tongue has chased away. Like somebody needs to pray this prayer seriously. Can I hear you shouting it? I recover you now. In the name of Jesus. Let that be recovery. Masapiali katelaka. Recover them. In Jesus' name we pray. A sevenfold amen. Now please carefully listen to the following announcement. The mountain of fire and miracles ministry was established by the Lord for several reasons. And one of the reasons is to set the enemy's agenda backward. And one of the reasons is to proclaim liberty from all bondages. The mountain of fire and miracles ministry is not like any other church. We're completely different. I want you to understand this very, very well. And every ministry has its own pattern, its own instructions. God told Moses, make sure you do everything I'm telling you according to the pattern. In the pattern of mountain of fire and miracles ministry, there are certain things we don't allow. But we notice they're cleverly and quietly coming inside us. And we will not allow this place to be polluted. It is important you listen to this word. We don't want to embarrass anybody, but God's pattern is God's pattern. Fortunately, there are so many churches in Nigeria. You don't have to come to the mountain of fire. You can always go to other churches. But here, if you're going to come here, this is a disciplined place where we are producing people for heaven and we want people to be free from all forms of bondages. So beginning from today, any female who comes into our services wearing trousers will not be allowed into the sanctuary. Amen. Because the Bible says, a man shall not put on that which pertaineth to a woman, neither shall a woman put on that which pertaineth to a man. They that do such things are an abomination unto the Lord. There is no serious deliverance ministry who will allow women to be wearing trousers. Especially when you understand the agenda of spirit husbands. Because the general overseer is a perfect gentleman. It will provide you with wrapper and scarf outside. So you wrap and put on scarf. So next time when you are coming, you now dress properly. But if you refuse to accept the wrapper, you refuse to accept the scarf, then the ushers have been empowered not to allow you into our sanctuary. However, we will not insult anybody. Just so you can say you can't come in here. You can't come and provoke our angels here. So, henceforth, a woman will not be permitted into our sanctuary with uncovered hair. We shall offer you scarves.
will not allow transparent clothing, will not allow dresses and skirts that are above the knees, will not allow sleeveless clothes, will not allow backless clothes, will not allow the spaghetti, will not allow makeup. If you paint and you are coming here, the ushers will politely ask you to rub it off at the gate. Amen. Makeup does not make you beautiful anyway. Makeup means you are making it up. Only ugly women wear makeup. And one good thing about Mountain of Fire is that we don't have ugly women here. All the exposed wigs and weave-ons, you have to bandage it up so that we don't even see it coming out. We're not here to display your wig or weave-on. We're here to serve God. This is a serious place. And any other thing that is indecent dressing will not be allowed into the sanctuary. So I just thought I should tell you this. If you want to see a model of how you should dress, you have seen my wife here today. You see how she dresses. Amen. So copy that. Now if you say you are a member of Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministry, and you are still hooked to jewelry, you are not our member yet. You are still taking jamb exam. When you pass, you will take it off. That is the truth. And that is for members. For our workers, choir, ushers, admin, welcomers team, anyone who see copying the wall will be instantly removed. That means you are not worthy to serve in this sanctuary. There are plenty of churches who are ready to accept, even if you come with underwear. This is important. And I want us to take it seriously. Not only that one, even for prayer city, the GO will mount a squad there for every deliverance service. If you come with false fingernails, they will chase you out unless you remove it. You will have to harvest every attachment you are having on before you come to deliverance and prayer city and deliverance here. If you are not willing to follow those instructions, there are so many churches conducting deliverance now. Just go there, no problem. They are not alarmed. Just go there, no problem. But we cannot please you and dissatisfy God. I hope this is very, very clear. Let's rise up on our feet. Why are you clapping? It's the truth. If you want what God has planned for Mountain of Fire to continue to happen, we must follow the pattern. You are hearing testimonies here, but it's just 10% of what the Lord wants to do. Listen to me carefully. When we started Mountain of Fire anew, and everybody complied with those instructions, we don't pray for people before they receive healing. They just come sit on our chair here, their healing takes place, even before the service starts. But now, as we have plenty of people coming in, plenty of worldly people coming into the midst, do not want to change their ways. They are polluting what is happening here. And will not allow that to happen. Will not allow that to happen. There are some women, they have seen that the men out there in the world are dangerous. They are lions, they are serpents, they are scorpions. So they've come into the house of God to look for husband. And so they dress to kill them. Some even come to lie down on our altar with mini skirt on altar. The one lying down on the altar, if you look very carefully, you can see our underwear on the altar. We will chase you away from our altar. If we find you there and somebody can see your underwear from outside. You want to lie on the altar, go and dress properly. And that is official. I studied in England for years. I'm yet to see that Queen of England wearing trousers about. Yet the Queen is one of the best dressed women in the world. And here people will put on trousers. A fat person will put on tight trousers. Stretch your two hands to this altar now. Father, as your children go into this month, the month of new beginnings, I decree that it shall be well with them. Where doors have closed before you in the past, in this month of new beginnings, the door shall mysteriously open. The Lord blesses you from Zion and make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. It is written, they that trust in the Lord shall be like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abided forever. Like Mount Zion, no power shall pull you down.
I cover you and your destiny with the blood of Jesus. I cover you and your family with the blood of Jesus. Any eater of flesh or drinkers of blood are signed against you. They shall destroy themselves before they get to you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.